Good evening, everyone. This is Brother Brandon coming to you live from Fayetteville, Arkansas, with another Fishers of Men video broadcast. And it is good to be here this evening. And I just got to do something here real quick. I'm going to try to share this video on my other page. And if you guys don't know, the reason behind that is because Facebook decided to basically ground me for 30 days of doing videos on my main wall because they saw one of my posts as against their community standards. And so I had to create a whole nother one. And that was a big gigantic mess because I had to create another one so that I can live stream on there, and then that way I can forward it on my main wall. Now there's some good news on that front. I think coming up here in about a week or so, I should be back to doing live videos on my main wall, so I won't have to keep doing this. But this is just a temporary measure so that I can get my videos out, and that way, you know, and people can still get the Word of God. Amen. So tonight, hang on a second. Let's see here. Just want to do something real quick. Oops. While I'm doing this, I'm going to kind of explain just, let's see here. So anyways, I'm going to be talking about some things tonight. And, the title of this, is not going to be like a very formal video. It's going to be very informal. So with that said, it's not going to be, it may not even be a very lengthy video. It'll probably be a little bit shorter than usual. But the thing, but tonight we're going to be addressing some things, and so the title is kind of weird. It's the video is called COVID, the Vaccine, and the Mark of the Beast. And the purpose for this video is to show why the vaccine is not the mark of the beast. And there's a lot of hysteria going on right now with COVID and just with a whole bunch of other things. And so I want to just take some time to just address some of this stuff, you know, and be able to just maybe bring, you know, at least some hope to some people. Not a false hope, but just, you know, a hope. So, so that's what we're going to be talking about tonight. We're not going to really get in depth about it. We're just going to read some Bible passages, and I'm just going to explain some things, and that'll probably be about it. So, with that, if you guys have any prayer requests or praises, you can feel free to mention them if you like, or shoot me a message and let me know what your prayer request is if you want. If you can pray for me, not doing very well tonight. So keep me in prayer. Keep my videos in prayer. Pray for my ministry. Pray that God will just do a mighty work, you know, through this and with this. Amen. So pray for me on that. And just pray for me that God will just give me the words to speak, as I'm not very comprehensive tonight, so just sort of bear with me and we'll get through it, okay? But other than that, there is not really any announcements. Yeah, there's not really any major announcements at all. But just pray for me. Pray for me for next week. It's going to be a busy week. Pray that, you know, just pray for God's strength and wisdom and mercy just for next week. And I think that's going to be about it. And then Sunday, if the Lord willing, we'll pick up on the lust of the lust of the eyes. Talk about that. And I'm still kind of trying to figure out how to set that whole thing up. So I'm a little bit kind of like a lost puppy right now because of it. So pray for me on that, if you will. I'd greatly appreciate that. But I think that's going to be it for now. So we'll go ahead and get started. And let's see here. Yeah, we'll go ahead and get started. I want to just talk to you guys a little bit about COVID first. We know this year's been a very weird year with COVID-19 and stuff like that. And it's just it seems like with everything going on with COVID, things have sort of been just, there was a lot of speculation and stuff like that, but let's just kind of clear the wind here, okay? COVID-19 is indeed real. It's not a fake virus. It's not, you know, I thought it was just as bad as the flu and wasn't as bad, and boy, was I wrong. And I never got it myself. I never got it at all. By God's grace, I've never got it. As far as I'm concerned, I was never really asymptomatic. So I haven't been asymptomatic, I didn't get it. I don't think I'd ever want to get it. I really couldn't afford to get it from a financial standpoint. But this virus is indeed real. People are really getting sick from this thing. There are people who are dying from it. And either people have died from it, or people have died from it because of another complication of a different illness. That's happened. But, you know, sometimes this thing has just been kind of really been really hyped up to where, I don't know if this is the good way to put it, but if you really think about it, with everything with COVID, it's been so hyped up that, you know, you've had these unconstitutional orders, mask mandates, shutdowns, people are not going to church, or people can't go to church, but they can go to grocery stores and other places, but they can't go to church, which is completely and utterly ridiculous. So we see that there is a, this thing has just been hyped up to a level that hasn't really been the likes of which we haven't seen before from a virus. And, so we see that this whole COVID deal has just been really hyped up. There was cases where people were saying, well, this is the end, and this is the end of the world, and this is going to usher in the rapture and the tribulation and all that stuff. And what I would say to that, to refute that, okay, turn with me to Matthew 24. Matthew 24. And we're going to start in verse 3. It says, and as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came on him privately saying, tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I'm Christ, and shall deceive many. And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places. Okay, let's read that again. There shall be famines, pestilence, and earthquakes in diverse places. But Jesus doesn't stop there. He says, all these things are the beginning of sorrows. So when we take a look at COVID and we take a look at all the things that are going on right now, COVID is not the end of the world, people. It's not. Okay? It's just the beginning of sorrows. There's going to be much more worse things that are coming down the pipeline that is going to be worse than COVID and way worse than COVID that will actually usher in the end of the world. So when you hear all these people and all these Christians saying, this is it, this is the end, that's it, you know, whatever. You know, this is, we're in the New World Order. This is going to usher in the rapture and we're going to be out of here and all this. Listen, let me just put it this way, okay? We're seeing that even from this virus, they are pushing a one world order indoctrination. So will this actually be a key to bringing about the New World Order? Yes, I think this is a step towards that. But will this actually usher in the New World Order? In my own personal opinion, I think there's going to be a lot more worse things to come. You know, I think, you know, because we're seeing peace in the Middle East. But you got to remember, what's happened in the Middle East, like, for the past like 18 years since George Bush, things really haven't been that bad where they all kind of came against Israel per se. I mean, there are probably some nations that did, but it wasn't like a whole bunch of alliances all gaining up on Israel and all the, you know, all these nations, you know, it's just, I don't think we've fully seen the fruition of that yet. I think we're starting to, we're not seeing the complete fruition of that. Okay? So, keep in mind, and with the Abraham Accords and with all these peace deals that President Trump has made, you know, think of it this way, okay? Let me pull it up here in the Bible search software, because I know I'm going to screw it up, because that's me. I always tend to screw things up and can't get things right. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 3, it says, for when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travaileth upon a woman with child. And they shall not escape. Okay? So we see there is supposedly peace in the Middle East right now. I think things will have to get so bad in the Middle East that there'd have to be a ruler that will pop up and will supposedly hold all the answers to all the problems going on. And I mean, it would have to be in such turmoil throughout this whole world, okay? We haven't really seen that yet, okay? America is still free. And I think even when America eventually turns socialistic or communistic, you know, that's just the beginning. You know, there's going to be a whole bunch of problems and issues worldwide, and so much that I think that it would just be like they're, well, I guess maybe this is part of what I've seen in theaters, but in movies, which you really can't base anything off of movies because they don't really have any truth. But, you know, if you have the Antichrist going to make peace in the Middle East, things would have to be so bad. I mean, so bad that you would have to have a world leader step on the stage and basically step in and say, I have the answers. Okay? And we haven't seen that yet. The Antichrist is not here yet. The beast is not here yet. That's coming down the pipeline. That's coming. But till then, we still have work to do. Okay? We have work to do, and regardless if there's socialism or communism in America, we're still commanded by Jesus Christ to preach the word and win people to Christ. You know, it doesn't matter which situation it is. Now you might say, well, people might want to argue that and say, well, you know, when you do that, you're going to get caught and thrown in prison and all that stuff. Well, let me ask you a question. What do you think the apostles went through? The apostles went through such persecution. Some of them got killed for their faith. And some of them were imprisoned and then were eventually released and they still preached the gospel. So why do people assume that because if communism eventually happens that we can't do our jobs anymore? We can't do our callings anymore in Christ. That's nonsense. I don't buy that. We need to do what we're supposed to do and, you know, for Christ, regardless of what happens. Okay? So we see that a lot has happened this year. A lot has happened this year with COVID. And things have really gotten out of hand. Like, literally out of hand. And it's a mess right now. Well, that mess is intended to have America turn from freedom into bondage. Okay? What I mean by that is America is the land of the free, and our constitutional rights are under attack. But you know what? Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Now, don't you think it's a possibility that God has taken his hand off this nation? God has been very patient and long-suffering towards this nation and refuses to repent. Don't you think that God's hand of protection has lifted off of America? I think it's a possibility. You know, let's see here. In Psalm chapter 9, verse 17, it says, the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. So all the wicked and the nations that forget God will be turned into hell. And what do we see right now? We see hell right now. Well, it's not hell, but I think that day is coming. Eventually, when the New World Order kicks in and the Antichrist decides to kill off all the kill all the born again believers off, and to kill off just all those that are, you know, to kill all those, you know, basically kill off all of God's people and make war with God's people. And for some reason, I'm sorry, but my for some reason that there was a light that kind of sort of just like turned off and then turned on. It was really weird. But anyway, so we see that COVID has really presented a huge load of problems. Well, so as we know that President Trump has initiated Operation Warp Speed, which is finding a vaccination for this, to find a vaccine for this. And you have all these people, once the whole vaccine thing came out, and when they announced that they were going to do a vaccine, you know, and some, you know, there's a lot of people that speculated, oh, well, that's going to be the mark of the beast, and you can't take that vaccine because, you know, it's going to change your DNA and all this stuff. And, you know, the vaccine probably could try to change your DNA, you know, in some way, shape, or form. Okay. But I like what Pastor Mike had said about the whole, about your DNA being changed, is that every day you go out in the sun, you have all these different things that have tried to radically change your DNA. Radiation and all those other things, you know, try to change your DNA. But there is a mechanism in your body that can fix that. That can fix those changes. Okay? Now, before I get further into this, okay, let me just say this, okay? First of all, I don't want to offend anybody, okay? Number two is I'm not saying that you should take the vaccine, and I'm not saying that you shouldn't take the vaccine. The purpose of why I'm doing this is to show you that the vaccine is not the mark of the beast. And I don't want to be mean, but I think these people that think that a vaccination is the mark of the beast, I think you guys need to just take a chill pill. You ought to take a chill pill. You need to calm yourself. You need to breathe. You need to open your Bible. Okay? You need to clear your mind of all garbage. Open your Bible and read your Bible. Don't take my word for things, even. You read your own Bible. Read your King James Bible. Okay? I'm not saying that you should take the vaccine. I'm not saying you shouldn't take the vaccine. The purpose of this is to show that the vaccine is not the mark. Okay? Now, getting back to what I was saying is that, you know, there is a mechanism in your body that helps, it can fix any issues with DNA change. There's a mechanism in your body that can go back and fix that. Okay? Now, that doesn't mean, now, I'll say this, okay? That doesn't mean that you should, you know, mess with God's book intentionally. No, you shouldn't mess with God's book, okay? But God has a remedy to help fix those problems and issues so your DNA doesn't get changed. And let me ask you a question. Did God preserve his word? Did God preserve his word? If the answer is yes, what makes you think that God can't preserve you? What makes you think that he can't preserve your DNA? I thought our God was bigger than that. If God preserved his word, you can know for sure he can preserve your DNA. He can preserve you. And if you're born again today, I didn't say if you were perfect. I said if you were born again, the Bible is our spiritual DNA. The Bible is our spiritual DNA. Which means if you're born again, we share that same spiritual DNA, which is the Word of God. So if he is able to preserve you, how much more can he preserve your DNA? How much more can he preserve you? If you believe that God can preserve his word, why are you so of little faith to believe that God can't preserve your DNA? If he preserved his word, he can preserve your DNA. Okay? Now I'm not saying that you should go off and if you feel that you can't take the vaccine, hey, that's fine. I'm not going to force you to take, I'm not saying that you should take a vaccine. Okay? Now, I will say this. Are there vaccines that have done harm to people? You bet. I will agree with all those who want to make that argument. There are vaccines that have said to cause some physical harm. Okay? I'm not for that. Okay? Now, if you take a look at the perfect science of what a vaccination is, a vaccination is really supposed to be a small, small, small dead version of that particular virus or flu or whatever. And once it's injected in you, it's supposed to help create those antibodies so that if you do get it, your body can fight it off. That's what a vaccine is. Now there are those, now like I said, there are vaccines that are way out there and you really, you know, whatever. But let me ask you a question. For all those that want to shout and tout and shout that a vaccine is a mark of the beast, let me ask you a question. Have you ever been vaccinated? Because if you've ever been vaccinated and you're saying that vaccines are the mark of the beast, I think that's very hypocritical for you who were vaccinated to come out and say vaccines are the mark of the beast. Now, more specifically, I think it's hypocritical for anyone to assume that this COVID vaccine is the mark of the beast. I think it's actually quite asinine. It's asinine to think that the COVID vaccine is the mark of the beast. Here's the problem with that. First of all, the mark of the beast is going to be implanted in the right hand or in the forehead. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't know any vaccination that gets injected into the right hand or in the forehead. So let's not make asinine comments that a vaccination, especially the COVID vaccination, you know, I'm going to take it one step further. Well, let me finish my thought first. It's asinine to think that any vaccination or the COVID vaccination is the mark of the beast. Secondly, the COVID-19 vaccination hasn't come out yet. And for all you know, it's a regular old vaccination that gets injected into the arm. So if that's the case, what makes you think that that is in itself is the mark of the beast? Number two, let me tell you something else. If you're that convinced that the COVID-19 vaccination is the mark of the beast, then tell me, who's the Antichrist? Give me the name of the Antichrist. Where is he at? Give me the name of the Antichrist. Tell me where he's at. Show me where he is on this earth. If you can't tell me a name and show me where the Antichrist is on this earth while they hand out these vaccinations, then you're a liar. You are a liar, and you make yourself look really bad, and you hurt your testimony by thinking and assuming that this vaccination is the mark of the beast. Turn with me to Revelation 13. Revelation chapter 13. Starting in verse 1. It says, "And I stood upon the sand of the sea, and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns 10 crowns, and upon his heads the name of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion, and the dragon gave him his power, and his seat, and great authority. And I saw one of his heads, as it were, wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed. And all the world wondered after the beast. And they worshipped the dragon, which gave him power unto the beast. And they worshipped the beast, saying, Who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them, and power was given to him over all kindreds and tongues and nations, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world." I want to make a point here for, let's make a couple of points. Number one, you see a beast rise up out of the sea. Okay? That's number one. Number two is that you see that people are already worshiping him. The whole world is wandering after the beast. And you realize it says, "And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world." You know what that says? You know, to me that says that those who are lost in their sins and are not born again, they are going to be the ones to worship the beast. But God's people will not worship the beast. You know why? Because I think God's people are going to find out and realize that who the Antichrist is. And God's going to protect them and keep them. And God's people are only going to worship Christ. They're not going to worship Antichrist. They're going to worship Christ. "If any man have an ear, let him hear. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. He that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had 2 horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. and he exerciseth all the power of the first beast before him, and causeth the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. And he doth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on earth in the sight of men, and deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by a sword and did live. So you see, they're going to make an image to the beast. Have we seen anything like that now? No, we have not. But we're seeing things right now that are leading up to that. Okay? And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. Here is what I want to, let's read verse 16 and we're going to stop there for a few minutes. It says, and he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads. Well, let's go to verse 17. And that no man might buy or sell, save that he had the mark or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Okay, let's stop for a second. First of all, it doesn't say he forced. The Bible never says anything about it being forced. It says he causeth all, which means people are going to willingly take it on their own free will. No one's going to be forced to take in this. Okay, that's number one. Number two, have you considered that if, okay, so with that consideration, if the mark of the beast is not going to be forced, what makes us think the COVID-19 vaccination is the mark of the beast? Because they're talking about how the COVID-19 vaccination is going to be forced. You're not going to have a choice. You're going to have to get it. There's a problem with the... I just thought of something. There is a huge issue with the COVID-19 vaccination that's coming out. There's a huge issue with it being the mark of the beast. They're trying to force it on people. And the mark of the beast says, and he causeth all to receive a mark. So people are going to choose this mark. It's not going to be forced. So number one, the COVID-19 vaccination they're trying to push it as a forceful thing. Two, not everybody is going to want this thing. Even some worldly folk. Well, actually, yeah, there are probably some people who are probably dying and going to hell that don't want the vaccination. There are probably some so-called conservatives out there that say, no, we're not going to take it. But a lot of people are very much against it. Okay, there's a lot of people that are very much against having a forced vaccination. So with that said, how can the COVID-19 vaccination be the mark of the beast? If it's forced, it's disqualified as being the mark of the beast. Secondly, not everyone's going to take it. Either because they're immune to it, they don't need it, or B, they have their reasons for not taking it. Okay? Well, now you might say, well, Brandon, you know, they're talking about that if you don't take it, you can't buy or sell or anything like that. It's the whole thing with the mask, because if you don't have a mask, you can't buy or sell. Well, let me tell you something. There are some businesses that will tell people to not wear a mask. Okay? It's the indoctrination behind that they're pushing that is going to eventually lead to the mark, okay? But the mask is not the mark of the beast. The vaccination is not the mark because it's not going to be forced. Okay? I just put out a thing here. I want to read to you something on Facebook that I put out. I was listening to a thing of our governor. He was speaking to us Arkansans. And it says, and I put it here. I said, as per the vaccine, Governor Asa has stated that there will be no government directives to being vaccinated. That's what he said out of his own mouth. I heard him say that. So unless he's lying, at least our state anyways, there's not going to be any government directive. Okay, there won't be any government directive. For that vaccination. And let's see here. I gotta see something here real quick, cause let's see here. I wonder if I can do. Let's see here. I just gotta see something here because someone's having is having some trouble with accessing this video. Okay, something's not right. There is something not right. I'm not sure. That's the comment on the video. I don't know. Huh. Okay, well, never mind. But anyways, so I'm getting off on a rabbit trail, but the thing I'm trying to get at is this vaccine, Governor Issa said there would be no government directives as per being vaccinated in our state. So it sounds like he's kind of leaving it up to the people, which is the right thing to do. He should leave it up to the people to get vaccinated if they want to. It shouldn't be forced. Okay? So, there isn't going to be any government directive. At least, you know. But the thing is, not everyone's going to be hopping in line willingly to receiving this vaccination. Now, there probably will be. Actually, in that same video, Governor Asa said he and his wife will gladly take the vaccination once it's their turn. He's willingly wanting to take it. But that doesn't mean it's the mark of the beast. Okay? Secondly, I want to point out is, and he causeth all. Who's he? Well, that's the beast. So if you're going to say the COVID-19 vaccination is the mark of the beast, tell me, who's the beast? What's the name of the beast? What does he look like? What's his name? Where on this earth is he? Where is he on this earth? Where is he causing all the people to receiving a mark on this vaccination? Where is he doing this? Where's the beast at? If you can't answer me where the beast is, then under no circumstance should you be telling me and trying to convince me that a vaccination, that this COVID-19 vaccination is the mark of the beast. That's asinine. I'm not going to buy it. Don't tell me it. Okay? I don't buy that nonsense. I don't buy the whole COVID-19 vaccination is the mark of the beast nonsense. That's nonsense. You guys, you need to open your Bibles. Don't be believing everything you see on Facebook and on the internet. Don't even believe me. You open your Bibles and you do the research. Amen? You do the research. Okay? You do it. You do the research. Don't believe every spirit. Okay? You're not to believe every, you're not to believe that every spirit. You gotta try the spirits. Alright? So don't buy, I wouldn't buy into, hang on a second. Let's see here. Oops, that's not. I'm trying to see something here, and it, my computer is just going crazy on me. And oh well, we'll deal with it later, I guess. But anyway, so don't believe every spirit. You're supposed to try the spirits and whether to see if they be of God. Don't believe everything that you hear on the internet. Don't even believe all the right-wing conspiracy theories. Don't even believe the left-wing either. You can only believe what the Word of God tells you and no one else. Amen? So either you stick with the Bible and you get your information from the Bible or you don't speak at all. Because you start tossing around that the COVID-19 vaccination is the mark of the beast, you're gonna have such a mass hysteria, you know, people are not going to believe you anymore. You keep saying, well, this and this is the mark of the beast. Well, gee whiz, they said that last time, and they were wrong. Don't be the boy who cried wolf. Okay? Don't be the boy who cried wolf. And by the way, no, we'll get to that in a minute, but it says, and that no man might buy or sell, save you that he had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here's wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. Okay, now let me tell you something. You can't see a vaccination. Okay? Vaccination, you get injected into it, into the arm, most likely. That's where they usually inject that's usually where they inject the vaccinations. You can't see those. For this mark, you probably could. You probably will see this mark because people are going to tell whether you have it or not. And if you don't have it, you won't have. You can't buy or sell. Okay? Now, if you go to Genesis chapter 4, let's read in verse 13, okay? This is after when Cain killed his brother Abel, okay? In verse 13, it says, and Cain said unto the Lord, my punishment is greater than I can bear. Behold, thou hast driven me out this day from the face of the earth, and from thy face shall I be hid, and I shall be a fugitive and a vagabond in the earth. And it shall come to pass that everyone that findeth me shall slay me. And the Lord said unto him, therefore, whosoever slayeth Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. And the Lord set a mark. The Lord set a mark upon Cain, lest any finding him should kill him. Okay? Now, we don't know what this mark was. We just know that the Lord set a mark upon Cain. And think about what it says in the New Testament. Cain was of that wicked one. Cain was of Satan. Cain was of that wicked one because he was a murderer. Okay? But God set a mark upon Cain so that nobody would kill him. Now, we don't know what this mark was. But don't you think that people probably noticed who Cain was by the mark that he had on him? Possibility. See, people could actually see the mark of Cain. Don't you think that people, the mark of the beast is going to be something that's going to be noticeable? It's going to be noticeable and everyone's going to be able to see this thing when implanted. Think about that. Now, the Lord did this, lest anyone would find him should kill him. What does the Bible say about those who take the mark of the beast? That for 5 months, they're going to be tortured and tormented. And the Bible says they wish they could die, but death fled from them. Death fled from them. Okay? So is it a possibility that this mark is going to be noticeable? I think so. Okay? And people who take it are going to wish they were dead. They're going to wish they were dead during those 5 months, but death will flee from them. Turn with me to Genesis chapter 3. Verse 1. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God hath made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the trees which is in the midst of the garden, hath said, Ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, Ye shall not surely die. For God doth know that in the day that ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. Let me tell you something. Okay? No one took that piece of fruit and shoved it down Eve's throat. The serpent didn't do that. The serpent enticed Eve to eat the fruit. How did the serpent do so? The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. And the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Satan used these three to entice Eve, and she willingly took it. The same thing is going to happen with this mark of the beast. People are not going to be forced to take it. They're going to want it. They're going to want it. And they'll stand in line for hours to get it. Okay, people are going to want this thing. It's not going to be forced. So, in closing, when you see people say, well, the COVID-19 vaccination is the mark of the beast and it's going to be forced. Well, it's not going to be forced. The mark of the beast says it's not going to be forced, and people are going to want to take it. Okay, now, given the fact that there are people who are resistant to it, there are going to be people who are going to want it, okay? But not everyone's going to want it, okay? Not the whole world's not going to want this thing. I mean, a lot of the world's going to want it, but some of them might say, no, we don't want it. But eventually, it's going to lead to the whole world is going to wander after the beast. The whole world is going to want the mark. They're going to want it. They're going to call out for it. They're going to say, give us the mark. They're going to want it. The mark of the beast is something that's going to be wanted, not forced. The fruit, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, okay? Satan enticed Eve by using the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. You know, I kind of wonder, will Satan do the same thing to get you to take the mark of the beast? Will Satan manipulate the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life to entice you to take it? I think it's a distinct possibility. I really do. Okay? I really do. I really think it's a possibility. I think that's going to be it for tonight. I think we've been at it for about an hour already. Anyways, that's all I've got. That's all I got for tonight. I hope this was a blessing to you. Going to be doing two of these broadcasts every week. One on Sunday, one on Fridays. So be in prayer for me on that. Pray that God will, you know, bless it and honor it and use it. Amen. But I'm getting tired. Oof, man. But anyways, listen. I love you guys. I do. Love you guys. You know, not trying to be mean to pick at anybody, but I do love you. Amen. Well, that's going to be it for tonight. This is Brother Brandon. I'm signing off for the evening. I love you guys. God bless you. You guys have a blessed night, and we'll see you Sunday. God bless you guys. See ya. Bye.